Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and we're celebrating our 18th anniversary with our good friend Tim Berry. Tim is the founder of Palo Alto Software, the publisher of Business Plan Pro, which has been such an important resource for millions of businesses for decades now. And so what a great legacy, Tim, that is for you for folks to know, and I like telling them about it too. I invoke your name and your history, your contribution all the time even when you're not here. What you've given to small business is enormous.
Thank you, Jim.
And now he's still hanging in there. He's writing and go to timberry.com and you'll see all of his stuff. His new book is called Lean Business Planning, which I encourage you to check out. It's not like anything you've ever seen before. It'll help you, I promise. Tim, and by the way, Tim's an original founding member of our Braintree. Tim, next month, or month after next, we'll celebrate your 18th anniversary with us. And so,
yeah, that's right.
We thank you for that time.
Gary.
We're talking about the inability or the struggle. I'm going to say it that way. The struggle small businesses are having. I used to poll them, Tim, to ask them how they were doing in developing a social media strategy. And every time I've done that, including in the last year, they're still struggling with that. And the new strategies that the big companies have spent billions of dollars understanding and executing, still small businesses are still behind the curve, aren't they?
Yes, and I think you just mentioned a phenomenon that has me asking questions more than answering them, because it feels to me like part of this tipping point is that those budgets that are accumulated billions of dollars in traditional television, big branding type advertising, the marketing budgets of the Fortune 500, are now joining us, all of us who are in small business, in the same places that we've moved to.
Mm-hmm.
With social media, and the level of competition for our customers' attention, our potential customers' attention, the people
so the big the
who
big
don't
guys
know
are,
about
the,
us.
The big guys are competing with us on a more granular level than they used to. Is that what you're saying?
In the social media, out in the trenches, because a lot of things that they used to do aren't working for them either, and because it is the age of the customer, we're competing for attention that we have to earn by having something interesting. The competition basically is now on the plane of the not boring. And the way we manage in the world of social media, this new social web that we have, is by not being boring. But every day, there are new people with big budgets. Lots of new people with small budgets, but every day there's more people in there competing to get our attention, not because they bought some time, but because they have something to say that's interesting or funny or new. And of course, we see the whole phenomenon of celebrity. All this competition for attention makes it really hard these days to execute a social media strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But there seems to be no alternative.
Well, the way I try to simplify it is, you just have to realize one thing, in my opinion, and people can argue with me about this, but this is what I keep sticking to. The old way, the age of the seller way, the way that you and I grew up being imprinted and indoctrinated and educated and all that, was based on the competitive model. You have to be competitive on price, on product or service, on delivery, all that. You have to be competitive. Well, I'm not saying in the new age that you don't still have to be competitive, because it's going to come down to that eventually. But the point, the problem where people are missing it, Tim, is long before customers ever find out whether you're competitive or not, they're ruling you in or out based on whether you're relevant to them. And you mentioned it a minute ago. You called it content marketing. You talked about delivering things to folks. And what did you say? Helping them, being useful, helping. Those are relevance terms. And they're attracted to you or not before they ever know how much you're charging for stuff.
And is it not, I mean, right in there where you're talking about relevance, looking at this new world, I think some of what makes you relevant is presence where these people are spending their time. And presence is a long-term thing. You can't suddenly jump in and be present, because you talk about social media, Facebook, Twitter, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
People are judging us by our accumulated presence over time.
That's right.
And you have to kind of be there every day. I mean, it's nice
and
that we're celebrating your anniversary, right? Because it's being there every day for a long period.
But that's the problem with the old way, because the old way, I could run an ad and get a call to action in there and turn the sale around today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This new way is much slower. It's more like brand building, isn't it? And that's very frustrating to people.
Because it takes time. And because you can't just do it. You know, what is it, the Chinese proverb? The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Tim, hold on
to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. TimBerry.com, ladies and gentlemen. You'll thank me later when you visit that site. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.